Okay, today is Daf Samach Hei. We are on Samach Hei. We are up to Masiv Rav Avia, which is on the 1, 2, 3, 4th line. So Masiv Rav Avia. Rav Avia asks a question. He's going to ask a question on what issue? On the issue of whether a katan can be zoche for somebody else something. That was the issue that we're dealing with. Can a katan be zoche something for somebody else? So Masiv Rav Avia. Ma'arimin al Maiser Sheni. You could make a trick on Maiser Sheni. What does it mean? What's Maiser Sheni? Maiser Sheni is, after you give off Truma and Maiser Rishon, 10% of your produce has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. That's a big schlep. So the Torah says you can redeem it and take the money there.
Right.
And then you have to pay an extra fifth.
Right.
So nobody wants to pay that extra fifth. So how do you get out of paying the fifth? You redeem it for somebody else. So I'll redeem your Maiser Sheni. I don't have to pay the fifth. Okay. As Rashi says on top, Livdoso below Chomesh. You want to redeem it without paying the fifth. So Sha'adam Mosiv Chomesh Kishapode it's Maiser Sheni Shalom. A person has to add a fifth when he's redeeming his own Maiser Sheni. Ve'ena Mosiv Chomesh Al Shalacherim. You don't have to repay someone else's im kanuhu mechavero. So in other words, I give you the money. I give you the money. And I tell you, redeem it for me. No fifth. Ma'arimin, it's back to the Gemara. Ma'arimin al ma'aser sheni shalom. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. It's mutter to do that. Are you cheating the Torah? We'll get to that in a minute. Keitzad, what do you do? How do you do that? Omer adam lebno ubito hagadolim. You say to your kids that are gedolim, so they have their own identity.
Maaser Sheni goes to the lady?
Maaser Sheni goes to yourself, but only in Yerushalayim.
Right.
Well, right? So well, how much can I eat in Yerushalayim? How much can I spend over there? I bring karbanos, have a suda. It's a lot. Another fifth on top of that. So you tell your kids that are adults, or la'avdo ulashiv chaso ha'ivriim, or your Evan Ivri, or your Amma ha'ivriya, Jews. You give the money to them, right? Right? Hey, lechem mos halalu. Take this money. Take this money. Upod to behind Maaser Sheni zeh. And then redeem the Maaser Sheni. Then you can read the fifth or not.
V'ochel, so you're sending them to your shalim?
No. He's giving them the money. He says, you redeem it. Then v'ochlu below chomesh. Then you eat it without the fifth.
They give it back to him.
It's not
the way it works.
What?
They give it back to him.
Here's $1,000. Please redeem the Maaser Sheni for me.
Right.
Then I don't have to give $1,000 plus another fifth. I just give $1,000. I take the $1,000 and then I go spend it in Yerushalayim.
Right.
That's all. It's not. This is very simple.
Right.
Easy. We all got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
You don't want to schlep all that stuff to Yerushalayim. So the alternative is you redeem it for cash and you spend the cash in Yerushalayim. You don't want to schlep. The price starts off. You're allowed to do this trick. How do you do this trick? You don't give it to a total stranger. He'll run away with your money. You give it to your kids. You give it to your eved, your shivcha. You give it to them. They'll do it. They're not going to cheat you. Now, one second. Hi, shivcha, hey, chidami. What kind of shivcha are we talking about? If she's already an adult, my boy gabe. How is she still a shivcha? A shivcha can't be a shivcha if she's 12 years old.
Right.
What's she still doing there?
Me and Amma.
An Amma. We're talking about Amma. We're talking about it said Ivriya. What's she doing there? El Olav, Dolo Isi Bei Cyrus. It must be she's still a katana. So what do you see? I can give money to a katana, and she can redeem it, and she can do something with it on my behalf.
That's what we're trying to bring out of this.
Right? That's what we're trying to bring out of this. Right? Right? That's again what Rav Chista said yesterday. Rav Chista said yesterday, you can't do that. Katana can't. She prefers to hear Katana can. No. So Gemara answers, Hacha b'mayaskinon, b'maiser b'zman hazeh, derabonon. Maiser b'zman hazeh, it's only derabonon. So to have a Katana do it on a derabonon, that's not such a big chiddush. It's only derabonon, right? So the Baruch Chaya says, before we gave this answer, we were totally okay with tricking the Torah.
Right.
That wasn't a problem. That's a funny thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's a funny thing. You're going to go out of your way to get out of doing the rutzen of the Torah. Right? I'm going to loophole how to... That's a funny thing. Right? Now, why didn't we give the same answer we gave yesterday? Which is, well, whenever the Rabbanan make a gzera, they should make it the Ein Daraisa Tikkun. So what kind of answer is this? Right? So what do you see from here? You see from here that Bizman Azeh, Truma, is not even resembles Ma'aseh Sheni Daraisa. Ma'aseh Sheni Darabanan doesn't even resemble Ma'aseh Sheni Daraisa. Ma'aseh Sheni Bizman Azeh has nothing to do with Ma'aseh Sheni Ben HaTorah. That's also a stretch. Right? Now, all of you, I was waiting for all of you to ask this question. Amma Ivriya Bizman Azeh Mi'ika? Such a thing as Amma Ivriya Bizman Azeh? What did we answer? We said, no, it's Bizman Azeh. There's no more Chorbez HaMikdash. Bizman Azeh, okay, so they have a Ma'aseh Sheni Darabanan. How do you have an Amma Ivriya Bizman Azeh? Why can't you have an Amma Ivriya Bizman Azeh? For Tanya, Ein Eved Ivri Noeg El Bizman Sheyovel Noeg. You can only have an Amma Eved Ivri or an Amma Ivriya. Same halachas. Not same halachas. Same parameters. You can only have that. You can only have that when you have what? Yovel. Ella, the answer is, you're right. So we're going to reject that it can't be. It can't be. Shh, quiet. It can't be that I'm talking about a case of Bizman Azeh. Then there's no Amavriya. It must be the case during the Beis HaMikdash. So how could you have Meiser Darabanan during times of Beis HaMikdash? I'll tell you how. Ella Bizman Sheyovel. Ella Ba'atzis She'ein Onakiv Darabanan. It's an Atzis She'ein Onakiv, which is only Darabanan. In other words, you have a flower pot, and something's growing in the flower pot, right? And the flower pot doesn't have a hole underneath it, but it's growing tomatoes, right? Those, not tomatoes. It's growing wheat. That wheat is only Chayiv Medrabanan. Correct. Exactly. That's Darabanan.
That's like hydroponics.
Exactly. What if you have a whole warehouse like that?
Why
does
it make it sound so funny?
They
just had the
shiloh
last year on the
hydroponics. Yeah, that's a
shiloh. Just had to shoot the question. Exact same problem.
It just got to.
Yeah, it can be very common. Now,
before the return,
So we wanted to find a situation where it's truma. It's a time of Bizman Azeh. It's a time of Doraisa. Meaning, the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Yovel is Noheg, Amivriya applies, because we said he told to Amivriya. How can tell to Amivriya an adult? Oh, the answer is Darabanan. How did we get to Ma'aseh Sheni Darabanan? In a flower pot. Why don't we give another answer? What about a better answer? How about this? The answer is, it's talking about vegetables. And Minotaur, there's no mice on vegetables. Minotaur, only mice on wine, oil, and wheat. That's it. Everything else is Darabanan. Tomatoes and cucumbers is the Rabbanan. Why don't we give that answer? Because for that, for that we would say that that's Iker Men HaTorah, and therefore called the Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun, that we can give that answer. That's exactly the point. Okay, now we can just summarize what we said before, which is Amar Rava Gimel Midos Bekatan. There are three different types of katanim. There are three levels in a katan.
This in terms of
Bar Das? Yeah, three different stages. Three different stages of Das. So the stage where they're an infant and they don't have no Das, we're not even talking about that. Number one, Tsarar Vizarko Egos Vinotlo. If you give him a stone, he'll throw it away. You give him a candy, he'll take it. He's old enough to realize that. There's a difference between garbage and not garbage. He's already old enough for that. Whatever age that is, which I don't know what that is, whatever age that is, ukinegdon, correspondingly, kitana miskadeshes lemion. A kitana, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Zoche la'atmo, so such a child can be zoche for himself. Ve'ein zoche la'acherim, not for others. Ukinegdon, correspondingly, kitana miskadeshes lemion. A kitana can get married and then perform mion. What does that mean? That means if a father marries off his daughter, she's stuck in that marriage.
Right.
If the mother or brothers There is no father. He died. So the mother or brothers marry her off. She can pick up and walk out.
Right?
Rashi says something quite controversial in the third skinny line. It says, Ukinegdon bikitana, chashivla yodas lishmar kidusheha. She's old enough and smart enough to know what it means to be married. She could guard her kedushin, which means she knows what it means to be married. Umiskadeshens bikidushe ama o acheha, ima o acheha, ladaita. Right? They marry her off.
So then Rashi.
Right? Oh, meaning she's not going to perform Miyun.
Right.
But she can.
Right.
Then Rashi says, listen to this line. Oh, bekabelas atzma im yisomahi. She can get married herself if she's a yisoma. That's a pretty controversial statement. Can a katana just get married by herself? A 10-year-old girl. She doesn't have any parents. Can she get married? Rashi just said yes.
Yeah.
So.
It depends if she has to ask.
She has a guardian, somebody.
She has nobody. Okay, that's the lowest age. That's the
Asma,
lowest.
She says.
What?
She on her own.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, she has somebody.
That's number one. No, what? That's pretty controversial. Number.
I think the equating the kata who could take the difference between a nut and a candy to the same thing, the same age as a girl who can. Get married.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes. To get married, and then she can leave if she doesn't like it.
Right?
Right? That's what it's saying. Miyun. Miyun means her mother married her off.
Yeah, I would think a 3-year-old can distinguish between a
so a 3-year-old can be married already. Knack number two. Hapu'utos. Pu'utos means an older child, but a child. Mechad mekach umachor mechar. They can buy stuff and sell stuff. Right, they can walk into the grocery store. When we had that already, right? Why? Because you can't have a society like without this. B'metaltalin, only by metaltalin, they can't buy land. Ukinegdon b'katana misgareshes b'kedushe avia, and that's the same age when a katana can get divorced.
Right.
Because there's a discussion about that. The Rashi reminds us that a katana, when you give her a get, she doesn't know what to do with it.
Right.
What do I do with this? She doesn't leave. That then you can't divorce such a katana. What age can you? The same age when we allow the kids to go buy groceries. Right? So we said 6, 7, 8, whatever that was, right? Now the third one. Higia la'onas nedarim. She reaches an age where they can make nedarim, which is 1 year before bar mitzvah, 1 year before bas mitzvah. Nedareim neder. Right? Their nedarim are good nedarim. Ah, they're only 12 years old, 12-year-old boy. That's already good. He's old enough. Vehekdesh and hektish. And if they can makdish something, it works. Ukinegdon bekatana choletzes. That's the age that a katana can get chalitza. That's also a discussion. Because Rashi points out, choletzes, im hevia simanim. So what does Rashi mean by that? Im hevia simanim. Katana doesn't have to have simanim.
Right.
So what does he mean by that? Im hevia simanim, if she brought simanim. Lo amrin on shumaninu. We don't say it's some kind of wart or some kind of abnormality, right? Aval kodim zmanazeh. Katana hi. Before that age, she's for sure a katana, even if she has two hairs. Ve'ein simoneha simonim. That's not considered a halachic simonim. Ve'ein a choletza. So she can't do chalitza. The ish ksiv b'parsha umakshin an isha l'ish. You have to be an ish. So what is it?
Her husband died when she's 8 years old. What happens? She has to remarry the brother or she has to
yes,
wait?
Yes.
We have to wait until she's 11.
I don't think so.
What
for Yibam or for Chalitza?
No,
for Yibam, I don't think she has to wait.
No,
for Chalitza, I think she does.
That's
what I just said. Has to be a certain age, only 11 years old.
Right, so she has to wait 3 years.
Correct. And the last halacha, v'limkar b'nichse aviv ad shi ben esem. You want to be busy with your father's land, you have to be 20. So that's a whole discussion. It's on Machlokas also about that. But because when it comes to land, you can much more easily be cheated, so you want to have a little more experience.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Next.
What, manage the land?
Yeah, to sell land. You're busy with land. Next. Kitana Sha'amra, if a kitana says, Eskabali Giti, please do me a favor, sir, go accept my get. Ain't a get, Achiagia get liada. It's not the get, it's not a valid get until it reaches her hand. Why? Because she had no right to make a shliach because she's a kitana. Lefikach, therefore, imrata bal yachsar yachsar. If the husband wants to retract until she gets it, he can retract. She ain't a cotton osa shliach. A cotton can't make a shliach. V'im amar lo avia tse v'hiskabel lebiti gita. But if the husband says it, right? If the father says it, then imratza lasa lo yatsar. The father says it.
Right, because she's a katana.
And the father's on her behalf, right? So the father could tell the gentleman, do me a favor. My daughter's husband's going to be giving you a divorce. You accept it on her behalf. That the father could do. By the way, because the havmin is that a husband can give the get to the father also.
Oh yeah.
The husband can give the get to the father for her. She's a katana for her on her behalf. So if that's the case, the father has the right to say the same thing.
Right.
And he's an adult, right? Gesund. The Gemara makes a statement. It's like the girl has like two hands to get a divorce if she's a katana, her own and the father's. Ha'omer is a machlokas actually. If you can even give it to the daughter. To the wife, if she's a katana. The whole machlokas about that. If you give it to her, if to the father, right. Ha'omer, ten getzel ishti b'makom ploni. Give this get to my wife b'makom ploni, in such and such a place. V'nastalo b'makom acher, puzzle. You give it somewhere else, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because he didn't follow instructions. What does the husband care? So it could be he cares very much because he's embarrassed. I don't want to give it in front of the whole shul, in front of everybody. I want you to give it in some out of the way place where no one goes. Harehi b'makom ploni. What if he says she happens to live in Woodmere, but v'nasku lo b'makom acher. But you bumped into her in Miami, so kosher. That's okay, because he never said it has to be there.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you where she lives. You meet her somewhere else. You meet her in Manhattan. That's also okay.
So b'makom.
Yeah. Harehi b'makom. She happens to be in such and such a place. He's not saying you must divorce her there. It's different. Heisha sha'amra. Now a woman says it. Do me a favor. Go get my get. I'm making you a shliach at such and such a place. Puzzle. But if she is somewhere else, it's puzzle. Rabbi Eliezer, machshir. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that's okay. By the wife, it's different. He didn't argue on the first half by the husband. He said, you're right. If the husband says he must divorce her there in where nobody goes in some secret place no one should see, that's valid. By the wife, it's not valid. What's the difference? We'll see it in Gemara in a minute. Havali giti m'makom ploni. Bring me my get. Happens to be the husband such and such a place. Hivilo makom acher kosher. Then everyone agrees that's okay. Same thing with the husband. He didn't say it has to be done there. I'm just letting you know that's where he happens to be. That's where he hangs out. If you meet him somewhere else, it's also good. Now, Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Risha.
She's saying this.
She's saying it. It's the same thing. Right, she's saying it. You want to go? You want to? I'm making you a shaykh. Please retrieve my get for me.
From there.
He hangs out in that bar.
Right.
Yeah, you bump into him somewhere else. It's also good. Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Risha, Mishnah Risha, the low polig, Mishnah Sefer the polig. How come there's a difference between the husband? How come he argues by the wife, but he doesn't argue by the husband? So it's very simple. Because ihu him demidaite migrash kapit. He's in the driver's seat. He's the one who does the divorce. He's makpid. I don't wanna be divorced in public. I wanna do it in some secret place. But her, the baal karcha miskareshes, the husband divorced, up to him. So what do you mean she says, make sure you only get divorced, receive the get only over here? No such thing. She's not in the driver's seat. Therefore, maramakum hulo. She's just letting him know where you could find him. That's all it means. Can't mean more than that. Rashi says, midaite magarech, hadavar tali boy. Right, it's all dependent on him. Ikel meimar k'pei dehi. He minds. V'dafka ka'amar la. Aval ihi, but her bal karcha migarsha. Mina yada denichale lebal lemizias v'hasam. Hilchachena el kamar makom sham timta enu. It's just a mar makom. That's all it is. Okay, next mishnah. Havel, listen to this. Havel igiti. If she says, right, she says, bring me my get.
Cohen's wife.
What? A Cohen's wife.
It says you're
Cohen's wife. It's a Cohen's wife, exactly. Good point.
Right, it has to, because it comes to Truma.
Correct. So the Cohen's wife, Havali Giti, if the Cohen's wife says, bring me my get, so when can she eat Truma? When can she eat Truma? Better yet, when can she stop eating Truma? She tells the sheikh, do me a favor, go pick up my get.
Right. When does she have to stop eating truma?
When does she have to stop eating truma? The minute she tells him?
When he gets the get.
Oh, says the Mishnah, not like that. The Mishnah says, Ocheles betruma ad sheyagia get liyada. Until she gets it. Right? Does that make any sense?
No.
No.
Doesn't really make sense. Hiskabel ligiti. But if she says,
there's your answer.
Accept my get.
Accept my get on my behalf, and I'm divorced the minute you get it.
Yeah.
Why do you have to say that?
Because that's what she meant. The first case she meant, go bring it to me.
Right.
So I'm not divorced until it touches my hands. So you're standing outside in the car, you're on the phone, I can eat shuma until you bring it to me.
Right.
Even though the husband wrote it a month ago. Right? But if I say, no,
what if the husband gives it to the shliach that she asked, can he retract it until it gets back to her?
Yes. That's the first mission of this parish.
He gets the benefit because he's still going to be neg, but she lost the benefit of getting truma.
Say that again?
If you're saying that...
Right, because they're not divorced yet. Exactly, they're not divorced. No, it's consistent.
No, but she... One is getting either... He's getting a benefit by allowing to be able to withhold the get until... He could say, I don't want the get to be valid until it gets to her hand.
Correct.
But yet, once the get gets into the left hand, she's as a considered... divorced already. She can't
do anymore. So I see what you're saying. What you're saying is that the husband's going to change the shlichus.
Yes.
Okay, so Tosus is going to sort of ask your question. A little bit ask your question. It's a good question. So the second case was Hiskabeli Giti.
It's not a perfect world.
Hiskabeli Giti. So, if she says, accept my get, and I'm going to be getting chal the minute, right? Asur lechal chuma miyad. She can't eat chuma right away. Why? Because we don't know when it's going to happen. Right. It just has to stop, right?
She has to say something. She has to stop as soon as she says that.
Correct.
She says it, she has to stop.
Right. Does that make any sense? That makes no sense. Really, she should stop whenever he gets it.
You don't know when he's going to get it.
So, but it's not the second. She's still standing here.
Yeah.
Right? So, Tosfos. So, look at Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos says, Havilon Lemeimar, we could have said, the oki isha b'chizkasa, a woman is a chazaka. She's a chazaka, she's married. Shalon is garsha. She's not divorced yet. So why is she stopping right this second? Ella, says Tosfos, chumra ba'almahi. It's a chumra. Shehechmiru chachamim, mishum de chazaka, shliach osa shlichuzo. A shliach does his shlichus. Right? We don't know if this happened, but we assume it happened. V'af al-gaf. The ain biad shliach lasos, but the shliach has no power, because what if the shliach comes to the husband, and the husband and says to him, by the way, your wife sent me to pick up the get from you, and the husband says, I'm not so sure I'm going to give it. I don't know. Hang around here for a while. That could happen. She has no authority to get that. This guy has no. It's up to the husband, right? And by the way, shema lo yitin lo etzaget. Maybe he won't even give it to this guy. He'll say what David said. I want to give it to her face. I'm not relying on some shliach. Right? So the whole mishnah, this whole halach is a chumrah anyway. Because who said it's going to happen? Right? By the way, didn't we have a case the other day where a guy gives a get and says, marry me stam. Marry me, pick anybody for me. What do we say? He's us to the whole world. Right. Why? Because maybe it's a relative of the one who got... Right. So why don't we say the same thing over there? A guy's going to walk over to a girl. Hi, I'm here on behalf of, you know, what's his name, that loser? You want to marry him? She has to agree to it. So why is someone usher to the whole world? Right? Kimo sha'usher b'kol lashem sheba'olam. He usher to the whole world. Afal gaf t'chol achas hilo cheskas heter. Everybody's a cheskas heter. Ve'ein lo biyad shliach lasa shiruzo. The shliach can't even, who said he's going to be successful? He's going to be marry somebody. You have no idea. So what's the difference between the two cases? So the Chassam Sofer says, because that's a knas. Who does that? Who tells the shliach, go marry anybody for me? What kind of thing is that?
If you're very desperate.
I understand. So you're not, those types of people don't usually have done so much luck with these women. When they go, I'll marry, anybody want to marry me? No takers. Right? So it's a knas on you. What kind of person does that? You know what? You said the shliach like that, you said to the whole world. Here, she's not doing anything wrong. She sends a shliach, do me a favor. The husband told me he's divorcing me.
Right.
I don't know if he's going to change his mind. Please go pick up the get. So, bichumra, she has to stop eating shuma right away. Others say, because once the ball gets rolling, then she has no chazaka. What kind of chazaka is that? I'm married. The ball's already in process. I don't know when the, like you said, when's it ending? I don't know.
That's a little bit your answer. I hear what you're saying. If the husband says, I want to, but it's not the...
It's a chumrah.
So basically, that's what I'm saying. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. We could say maybe the husband changed his mind. Maybe it'll take a month. We don't know anything. It's a chumrah. She's stopping to eat chumrah right now.
There's no downside to it.
Right, right.
Unfortunately, what happens to the husband?
You don't want to eat chumrah when she's now...
Right.
That's really the metzias.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Okay. If she says, accept my get for me in such and such a place, until you reach that place, like I said in the previous mm-hmm. in the previous Mishnah, up on top, Rebbe Elazar Oser Miyad. Rebbe Elazar is consistent again, and says right, Oser right. Miyad because it's not in her control.
Right.
She can't dictate where it's going to happen. Now we just said the Tanakhama said that once the get goes to that place, she's Megureshes, right? So where did it say that? Right, the sefer here. Hiskaba legiti makom ploni, ochelas betruma ad sheyegia get laosa makom. Right, vegita mihave havi. Is that a get? Vamarta reisha lo havi get. Which is it's not a get. That's not a get. Why is it not a get? Right. So why is it not a get? Why is it not a get? Because it's not in the place where it was designated. So lo tzricha da amr le. Here's what happened. She said to the shliach, hiskaba legita b'masa machasya. Go bring me the get of Masna Machasya. Zimnan, the Mishkachas la b'bavel. Many times you'll find my husband in Bavel. That's where he hangs out a lot. Hachikamar le. Mishkal, go get retrieve my get. Kol hecha de Mishkachas le shaklamine. Wherever you find him, take it. Git elohavi adamatis la Masna Machasya. But the get's not going to be chal until I come here. Wherever you are, go get it from him. He's willing to give it, you take it. It won't be effective till it comes here. That's how we resolve the problem.
So she doesn't really know where he is.
She doesn't know where he is, but she knows where he usually is. Rebbe Elazar Oser Miyad. Rebbe Elazar said, it's Oser right away. Why is it Oser right away? Because she has no ability to say where it should take place. She's not in the driver's seat. So we said it already. So Pshita, Tahamar Makom Hulo.
Right.
He's just letting her know, this is where you could probably find him. He hangs out over there. Now, Lo Tzmicha De Amrle, Zil Le Mizrach, De Isil Be Mizrach. Go to Mizrach, he's usually in Mizrach. The Ka'azal Amayrav. But what happened? He went west and he bumped into the guy. And the guy said, yeah, I'll ride again right now, let's go. Ma'adatehim, I would have thought, the Mayrav Hudulese, that wouldn't be Chal. Kamash Malan, Dilma Bahadit, the Ka'azal, Migas Guys, Bevi Yav Legita. He'll bump into each other, and they'll give him the get. Yes, what exactly is the Chiddush in that? Right? Okay. Now, Ha'omel Ishlucho, if someone says to a Shliach, so what do we just establish? We just established that sometimes, especially a woman, when she says where it should happen, that's not serious.
That's
not, right? She has no power to say that. So, Ha'omel Ishlucho, a guy says to his Eva, his Shliach, Erev li b'tmar, we're making an Erev now, Erev Chateros, right, with the Mavoi, and we need food. To make an Erev, right? Not a tchum. You need food, 2,000 ounces. So what does he say? Do me a favor, go get the tamarim and make me an Erev. The Erev lo begrogris, but the guy doesn't listen and he uses a different food. He uses grogris. Or grogris, he tells him to use grogris, the Erev li tamarim, and he uses dates. Tani chad the Erev Erev, tani idach any Erev Erev. One said it's good, one said it's no good. Amar Rabba lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Harabban and Harab Elazar. Right, so machlokes, the same machlokes. Harabban and Amri Kpeda, right? The Rabbanan said that a guy's machped where it should take place. Harab Elazar, the Amar Makom Hilo, and Rabbi Elazar held no. It's just an example. You want to find my husband? He's usually over there. You want to use a food? You can use grapes. You want to use figs? Use figs.
It's only when you say it matters only if it actually makes a difference in the essence.
Correct. Correct. So what's the difference?
There is no difference.
But why does the husband care? The husband cares very much. He is machmir. He only wants to be in a certain place.
Right.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed. He's giving...
Oh, okay. So then there is...
So, but not for her. So same thing over here. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. Hava HaRabbanon. It's both the Rabbanon. Kan Bishalo, Kan Bishal Chavero. It depends whose fruit it is. In other words, as Rashi says... We have time to read the Rashi? Yeah, we do. Rashi says, Hava HaRabbanon. The Inhunami... Lomar Kpeda, nothing to do with Kpeda. Nothing to do with that issue. Ela Gabi Isha, Dahasam Nichole, Dil Titezel, Velav Beduch Dachmina. There's only a kapeda by a woman. Why? Because you don't want to get divorced in certain places. Vahanach masniyasa kan bishalo iruva eruv dalib chasle vahaydik tani ene ruvo. When is it not good? Kigon diyavle chavre rishus la ruve bin tamarim. Your friend said you want to use my tamarim, my dates for an eruv. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
You can't use my other stuff. My wife wants that stuff. You can't take that. What did the sheikh do? He took that. That's not good.
Okay.
That's why it's not good. Right? Your neighbor said, you take whatever you want. Oh, no, you can't take that. And the Eishlech took mamash that. The Amaloch, Eishluchei Erevli B'tamarim, the Ploni, right? How can I take someone else's stuff? The Hacha, Vadek Pedahu, the Begrogeris, the Chavri, Lesley Rishus. He didn't give you Rishus to take the Grogeris. So how can the Sheikh do that? That's why it's not good, the Erev. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, Falah Tanya, Amalei Shluchei Erevli B'migdal, make the Erev in the tower, the Erevli B'shovach, and he made it in the bird's nest. Or b'shovach, make it in the bird's nest. The erev lebe migdal, make it in the tower. Tani chad eruv eruv, tani edach any eruv eruv. One said it's good, and one said it's no good. So it's not nothing to do with your friend. So why would it be no good? What's the difference where he made? Who cares? What's the difference where he made it? So the Gemara answers, no. Hasam my shalov shel chaver ika. What does it mean, your friends or yours or your friends? Hasam nami ika peiri de migdal peiri de shovach. No, what he meant to say was, the fruit in the tower, the fruit in the bird's nest. You could use the fruit in the tower that my friend said I could borrow. Don't take the food from the bird that you can't touch. And what did the sheikh do? He touched it. So that's why it's no good. Okay? Now that's very easy. Homer, if a guy says, Kitzvu get, write a get, Tenula Ishti, give it to my wife, Gershuha, I want to divorce my wife, Kitzvu Igeres, write her a letter, Rashi says that's good because you say in the divorce it says sefer tiruchin v'igeres shavukin. There's a lashon of divorce, but you say, do me a favor, write my wife the igeres. That's a code word for write a get. Tenu v'tenu la hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. All that is valid. However, if you say patruha, I want to pater her. Parnusa, parnasuha, I want to be parnes her. Asula kinimus, I want to do what the rules say. Asula karoy, I want to do what's right. Lo amar klum, he didn't say anything. Guy says to the sheikh, I want to do right by my wife. You meant, I want to write a get, I want to be right, I want to be fair. What does that mean? I want to do right by her. I want to do what the rules are. I want to follow the rules. Guy tells his friend, you know I'm talking about my wife? I want to follow the rules. What does that mean? Right? That doesn't count. All those are not lashonos of get, which means that if the sheikh says, oh, you know what he wants to do? He wants to divorce his wife. I'm going to write a get and give it to her. That's not a get. Tana Rabbanan, how about these words? Shalchuha, I want to send her away. Shavkua, I want to send her away. Terucha, I want to send her away. All these different words that mean the same thing. Hare el yichtivu v'yitnu, you give it. Pitruha, parnasuha, asala kinimus, asala karai. I want to free her, support her, all these things. I want to do what's right. I want to do the rules. Lower my klum. Again, even that's nothing. Those are not lashonos of divorce. Tanya, Reb Nosson Omer, Patruha Devarav Kayamin. If he said Patruha, right? If he said Patruha Devarav Kayamin. Why? Because Patruha Lower my klum. So there's a whole complicated thing here about where you put the dot, the emphasis, and it's Aramaic or Hebrew. One of them is a lashon of divorcing, and one is a lashon of freeing. So freeing could mean I'm freeing a debt. I'm freeing her from a debt. She owed me money, whatever it is. Doesn't necessarily, I'm not sure, it's a whole little complicated Rashi here. Rashi says, lashon get peturin, kach shamati. I think it's the opposite. I don't know what he thought before. I don't know what he thinks now. Petruha shal karchach lashon tzavohu. Okay, it's a whole diktuk, Aramaic / Hebrew issue. And the Gemara says right now, Amar Rava, Reb Nosson de Bavlai, hu daik bein petruha lipetruha. Reb Nosson from Bavel, he makes a diuk. He's distinguishing between these two words and the where you put the nekudos. And they change the meaning based on Hebrew and Aramaic. Tana didan de Bar Yisrael hu lo daik. The our Mishnah was in Eretz Yisrael. There's no difference in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it depends where you are. So there could be a situation where you could say something which, in one place, would mean I want to divorce my wife, and in another place, it wouldn't mean that. So, Our Mishnah didn't make that distinction. Rav Nosson came along, well, it depends where you are. Right? It depends where you are. Iboy Elohu, what about the following words? Hotziuha, mahu, send her out. Azuva, mahu, if I want to forsake her. Hitiruha, mahu, I want to make her mutter. Hinichuha, mahu, I want to leave her alone. Heluhula, mahu, asala, kedas, mahu, all these lashonos. What do they mean? So, Pashad Mia Chada. We can figure out one of them. The Tanya, because we learned. Asulo Kedas, Asulo Kinimus, Asulo Karoi, Lo Omar Klum. All that's nothing. What would be something? I don't know. So some of them we don't know. Right? So it could be a suffix, all problems. We have to, we'll do the Mishnah. Yeah.
Well, I will have the, yeah. At the end of Ramadan, they say Pitur.
Right.
They say the word. That word.
So many words overlapping. So is that a Hebrew word? Is it an Aramaic word? Is it an Arabic word? I don't know. The point is, you're right. You could change it. Potter and Pitter can mean two totally different things. Yeah. Right? And you change it, it becomes Peter, someone's name. So one little... You know, sometimes, I always also that, you know, sometimes you go to Israel and you hear them talking. Oh, they changed, they put a little patach over, they changed everything. Right? So they know, because they're Israeli. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Mishnah said, I'm not going there. Unless it's clear, it doesn't count. Rav Nosson said, well, it's not so simple. Right?
Right, so he tells one word, whatever you say, Pitter, and then he knows all the names, all the
potential. Right, so that's it's a good question. That leads into the next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah is like this. Birishona, originally, Haya Omrim, we used to say, Hayotze Bakolar, if someone's going out to be killed, he's being executed. V'omrim, he says, Kitzvu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. He didn't say to deliver it. Hare elu kisvu yichtavu v'yitnu. Of course you deliver it. Why didn't he say that? Because he's a little preoccupied,
right.
And he's a little not thinking so clearly.
Yeah, but this is like an exception to the rule of submission.
Oh, so getting back to what Yossi just asked before, so you're right. There has to be some follow up,
yeah.
Right? So I actually believe that one of the there's a machlokas rishonim. If when you said these words, you were talking about your wife. So machlokas rishonim has to be in that context. Otherwise, the guy comes over to you, hi, I want to do a talk about my wife. What kind of shiloh is that? There's no shiloh, that's not a get. You're sitting, you know, like, she did this to me and I can't take it. And she did, you know what, I want to do what's right. Because, oh, maybe he wants to divorce her. That's already a shiloh.
Maybe,
right?
Maybe he just wants to correct her behavior.
So that's what we don't know. So it's a suffix. So, but if he says, but if he's complaining, but you can't stand her, he says, you know what? I want to let her go. That's a lashon of divorce.
That's obvious.
Right? So that's something about chlokas about that. If that's the context, then he knows. I hear. So the next Mishnah says that he didn't say to deliver it, but it's obvious. Why is it obvious? Because he's so preoccupied, he's being killed. He's not thinking about every detail about how he gets divorced. He doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibum. Right? So he says, do me a favor, write against my wife. Of course he meant to deliver it. Right? We're going to impute that in his words.
Well, in the previous mission of Ben Alushin, Shafku is better than saying kiss when
yeah.
we get
Lish. Yeah. Yeah.
Here he's going to death. He's not coming back. He's going to have to kill him.
Shafku means get rid of him.
So what you're saying is that the words can be used in this context.
Exactly. The context matters. Right? Then, by the way, we said we're going to change it even more. Chazru Lomar, Afam Afarish, Feyutze Beshiara. Even a guy who goes on a big trip. Right? He's going on a boat. He's on the boat. He's going to be gone for 5 years. Maybe I won't even come back. You know what? Write a gift for my wife. Of course we're going to give it. Right? Rab Shimon Shazuri Omar, Afam Asukun, even if a guy's sick. Same story. Guy's on a sick, he's on his deathbed. You know, he doesn't want his wife to fall to the brother. You know what? Do me a favor, before I go, write a get for my wife. Now, we're going to get to tomorrow about he can't die yet. All these, we're going to flesh this out more tomorrow. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.